This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Using a tip from the public and an internet tool, the Narcotics Division of the Independence County Sheriff's Department arrested a Sulphur Rock couple on drug charges. A research tool officers use called Leads on Labs helped deputies learn of the prior activity of 33-year-old Shayla Delane Ford when they stopped her for questioning outside a local retail store. Apparently, she and a passenger in her vehicle had just recently purchased items used to manufacture meth. Inside the car, officers found most of the components used in that process. At Ford's residence, numerous items in meth's manufacturing process were discovered. Officers also said evidence showed the two have been involved in this type of criminal activity for some time. Narcotics officers have asked prosecuting attorney Don McSpadden to charge the Fords, Shyla and 38-year-old Ronald Glenn Ford, with possessing and manufacturing meth, possessing drug paraphernalia with intent to use it, and manufacturing meth near a school, and exposing a child to a chemical substance. Sometime between school dismissing Monday afternoon and opening Tuesday morning, someone entered the former Batesville Middle School campus on Water Street and stole over $4,500 in tools and copper wire. School personnel noticed a window open and a door unlocked when they arrived for work. Maintenance supervisor Frank Dry said the stolen tools were located in several different rooms. He said all of the stolen tools had school identification marks on them. Police collected evidence at the school and are actively working the case. Entergy of Arkansas estimates that over 2 miles of copper wire has been stolen from its equipment and lines since the first of the year. The value of that copper wire estimated at $5,000. An 18-year-old student and two 16-year-olds were caught by bus video smoking what appeared to be marijuana in a brass pipe while the school bus was en route from Batesville High School to the New Horizons Alternative School at Deschaux. The 18-year-old was charged with possessing an instrument of crime, and the two 16-year-olds were charged with inhaling an intoxicating compound. All three were released on citation to their parents as they await a juvenile court date. In broad daylight, thieves who break into vehicles and steal someone's personal property are getting bolder. Tuesday, between 2:30 and 3 p.m., someone took a rock and busted out the rear passenger side window of a Mount Pleasant woman's car while it was parked at a restaurant where she's employed. The thief then took Andrea Anglum's purse that contained cash, charge and debit cards, and other personal items. Several area high school basketball players have been named to the 2011 All-State team. In Class 6A, two Mountain Home players, Nicole Bolt and Katie Kapler. In 5A, Shelby Winkle of Batesville. In 4A boys, Tanner Rockwell of Heber Springs and Dalton Littleton of Southside. In 4A girls, Jessica Hall, Cave City, Gina Kelly, Heber Springs, and Alex Isaacs of Highland. In 3A girls, all-state players include Mackenzie Cox of Ball Knob, Macy Edge of Ball Knob, Jessica Flannery of Mountain View, and Callie Ross of Mountain View, Tori Wilborg of Rosebud, and Ariel Sanders of Valley Springs. Definitely one was missed in this one, Lake and Snow of Mountain View. 2A boys, Clayton Burler of Cedar Ridge and Luke Henderson of Cedar Ridge and Tyler Hartsfield of Pangburn. 2A girls, Tequila Hunt of Cedar Ridge. 1A boys, Jacob Roark of Concord, Dylan Stewart of Rule Special and Austin Gardner of Viola. 1A girls, Taylor Cox of Calico Rock, Casey Gorick of Concord, Kirsty Bumpus of Midland, and Michella Thompson of Viola. Named to the 2011 All-State Tournament team, 6A girls Nicole Bolt of Mountain Home, 5A girls Shelby Winkle Batesville, 4A boys Tanner Rockwell of Heber Springs, 4A girls Logan Blagg of Clinton, Gina Kelly of Heber Springs, and Haley Maurer of Southside, 3A girls Most Valuable Player in the State Tournament, Jessica Flannery Mountain View, two others from Mountain View on the team, Callie Ross and Lake and Snow. Kayla Carlton of Valley Springs, Ariel Saunders of Valley Springs, Mackenzie Cox of Ball Knob, and Tori Wilborg of Rosebud. 1A boys who made the All-State Tournament team, Jacob Roark of Concord. The 1A girls, Most Valuable Player, Emily Johnson, Calico Rock. Also from Calico Rock, Taylor Cox and Brooke McCurley. Congratulations to all. And that brings you right up to date.